All right, so what does that music theory have to do with the pentatonics? When you're thinking about the scale itself, think about how the construction of the scale works. It's 1 flat 3. Why is it we talked about this. It's a step and a half from 1 to flat 3. Because in the major scale, it's a whole step to 2 and a whole step to 3, which would be 2 whole steps. But you ain't there yet. You're only a half step shy. You're a flat third. A half step shy of that. So instead of 2 whole steps, you're 1 and a half, right? So therefore, 3 frets apart. We're going back to the key of C, string 3, fret 5, and then the minor third with that fret 8. The next note in the minor pentatonic scale was the 4th, because we memorized the fact that the scale goes 1, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 7, or at least we're going to memorize that. And then back to 8. 8 is there. And then, so now the question. How far is flat 3 to 4? Right. Well, I'll ask it a different way. How far was regular 3 to 4?
Would be 1.
1 what?
Step.
Nope.
1 half step.
1 half step. That's one of the places you're going to memorize. Right? So if regular, natural 3 to 4 is a half step, this time you got flat 3, so the distance between increases a little. So now how far is it?
1 whole step.
1 whole step. If you didn't follow that, work it out on your own. This isn't, you know, the music. I'm shortcutting, but I want you to listen to this and figure it out on your own. It's much better if you do that. You can get spoon-fed all day long and sit in classrooms and learn music theory, or you can just think. And I don't mean to be, it's not like your teacher's being lazy. There are times where I purposefully am prompting you to try and think. When I took lessons, I'm going to diatribe on this for a second. When I took lessons, every time I took lessons, and any time I took lessons, in my adult years, maybe not when I was a kid, I can't remember, I always went home and drew maps and drew diagrams and looked at them. I was a guitar geek, what can I say, you know? And it was well worth it, every minute of it. So, your flat 3 is on fret 8 of string 3. So play it. The next note is on string 2, fret 6. It doesn't look like a whole step on the guitar, but if you go up 2 frets from string 3, where that note was, from fret 8 to 10, that'll sure sound like that other note you were going to go to, doesn't it? This has to do with fretboard theory, and there's a whole other presentation I have on that. Some of it was with you, if you remember. So it doesn't look like a whole step up. It looks like you're going down, right? But you're going up a whole step. All right, so this is a really long-winded answer to say that this is an ideal choice to bend in this shape because it's on the left side of the fingering, and you're bending up a whole step. And so the best way to do it is get in your ear what the note you're bending to is supposed to sound like. So play the destination note first, then go back. Yep, and in your case, I see you're only doing with one finger. So use finger three, but put fingers 1 and 2 behind it. Like right on the same string. Like right on the same string, so all 3 are helping to push. There you go. Now Tim's on acoustic, so he's gonna have a harder time. But you have an electric at home, right? You might bring your electric the next few weeks just for. Or you might try mine. I can lend you mine.
I can bring mine. You got enough amps?
Oh, sure. Good. Since I did such a long-winded thing, I'm going to shortcut and tell you guys there aren't that many other places in this shape to bend. Because next note is 4, and it's on the left side of the fingering, so that's no good. Next note is 5. So I'm on string 2, fret 8. Do it with me. That's the 5th note of the scale, right? And the distance between that and the flat 7 is a minor third, so that's 3 frets away. So that's a tough one. So we're gonna leave that one out, especially on acoustic. Yeah, it's tough, right? And then the next note is on the left side of the fingering, and the next note is a root, so the next note will be a minor third, which is also 3 frets away. So in this particular shape, there's only one good bend note, kind of. So we just happened to pick a one that what that was kind of not that many options. Alright, so let's move on to a different shape. Let's go down. We're always used to going up. Let's go down to the A shape. Actually, what? So now, do that bend you just did. You tried to bend that note. Very common beginner / amateur thing to do. Alright? And I'm picking on you because it's extremely common. You can tell an amateur a mile or a beginner, whatever, a mile away. Because they try and bend a root and they just, like, play a C7 chord for a second. Or I'll play the C7 and you bend that note. 3, 4. Oh, okay, now you're more conscious that you bended it to the second, but usually people are oblivious and they just kind of bend it to they don't know where, you know, and it's bend it just a little bit. You know, that doesn't sound that great over C7, does it? There you go. Now he knows it'd be three. Where he's at, for the purpose of people listening, we're in the A shape of the key of C, so he's at finger 3, string 3, fret 5, and he's trying to bend that note. So the next note above that is a minor third, so it's not an ideal bend unless you're B.B. King or something. You know, but anyway, so we're going to skip that. The next note after that would be a what? So this was the root. This third finger, third string, that's a root, right? So what's the next note?
Flat 3.
Right, Tim? And that's on the left side of the fingering, so we're going to ignore that. What about the next note? Yeah, what interval is that? Do you remember?
Should be 4.
Yeah, he's got it written down. That's fine. But it's good for you to memorize. All right, and then how far to... Well, what is the next note? Before we decide whether we can bend that note, what is the next note, and how far is it from that note?
It'd be a 5, and it's a 1 whole step.
That's right. It's a 5, and it's a whole step. So ideal place to bend. Put finger 3 on it, and you can play the note you want to get to just by itself to get it in your ear. So play like the top string 3rd fret, just to get the sound of where you're going, Taylor. And then bend it. Right there, good. You know. That's right. You know. There's a lot of stuff to do with string bending. The first step is to simply memorize where the spots are. So far, we haven't even finished the two shapes yet, so we'll finish the two shapes first. But there it is. In the A shape, wherever key you're in, the second string, left, right side of the finger, ideal place to bend, 4 to 5. There is one more place, and I will tell you what it is. The next note, string 1, fret 3, is the 5. Next note after that, string 1, fret 6, that's a flat 7. That is a whole step to the root. If you were to go add a position up to the 8th fret, it's 2 frets away. So that's what you're bending to on the fret 6 of string 1. And use finger 3 and put both other fingers behind it. You're going to need all the help it can get. So like when I say put it behind it, all 3 are on the string.
Can't get them all on the...
They don't have to be all on the same fret. You can stretch them out. In fact, mine are like maybe on frets 4 and 5 behind it. It doesn't have to be. Yeah, and take your time. This takes time to bend, but it's a really hip. The concept is it really takes you from that combined with hammer-ons and pull-offs. I mean, we're doing these things in a certain order because listen to what I did was I did not do anything fancy. I promise you. All I did was the same exact shape we're in. I took it an octave up because it sounds cooler, right? And I just... You know, and I just make it look good because I've been doing this a few weeks, you know.
And you don't have to do that in any particular order, right?
No.
You don't have to bend, you don't have, after you bend, you don't have to play a particular note before or after.
Nope.
That allows you right in.
All up to you. Yep, it's all improvised. Good question. So it's well worth the effort to just take the time. Even if you only did those two shapes for a week, you know, that would be cool. Try. So far, we got the C shape and the A shape. And we got... three bends. Just work on those only for a little while, like right now.
Before the lesson you had, I think you were, because I think I copied this off the lesson, so you said go ahead, so I...
All right, so now that you've done the hard work of figuring it out the long way, I do have like an answer key, right, that I made. This is like, you know, the back of the book, right?
We'll have to turn that over then.
And let me just explain. We happen to be starting in the A shape, so I put that key first. And there's those two. Actually, we started in the G shape, never mind. But when I got the idea to write it, we were in the A shape. So I circled the four and the flat seven in the key of C. That are good places to bend. So do the key of C, A shape, and those two circled notes are the two best places to... It takes time, so work them out. All right. Yeah. Good. Yeah, takes time. This is definitely a few weeks. I could easily do bends for 2 months, but I wouldn't want to neglect the other areas, so we're going to do them... you know, sprinkled over the next few months, a little bit each time maybe. And then if you do the G shape, it has the same flat third. You might be bending too far, so play the next note in the scale. That's what it should sound like. Yeah, you were actually going further than you needed to go. So good. Yeah, let me just recap a little bit. The bending is hard work. Only do, you know, memorize those two shapes, the A and the G, the two on the top of the sheet. Only then, when you memorize those, you know, put the sheet away, figure out the E shape on your own. And then go back to the answer key and make sure you got it right. Trust me, this is the fretboard theory with stuff we did. It served you there are many other reasons why to do it that way. I could have just gave you the sheet at the beginning. And I would have if I thought that was in your best interest. So after you memorize the G and the A shape, put the sheet away, learn the E shape, figure it out the long way. And then you can memorize the E shape, even if it takes you 1 week to memorize. In the same way you took 1 week or more to memorize each pentatonic pattern, then just take a week or more to memorize where the good bends are, and it's well worth it. Again, just recapping, putting together hammer-ons and pull-offs with vibrato, which we'll talk about at some point, with string bending. And then putting together the some of the concepts at the same time. Then there's double stops too. Putting all that stuff together, it's like really sets you apart from, you know, a beginning guitarist. Anyone can play. You can tell a beginner when they just get up there and go, you know, and the band's playing, you know, and then the guy goes, and then nothing wrong with it. He's playing everything right. Nothing wrong. But there's really very limited expressive elements, which is why students always say, you know, yeah, I do my pentatonics, but I still suck. You know, that's a technical term. But you know, it's well worth, I'm just getting you excited about how great it's going to be able to play just sort of that regular old pentatonic scale with... it's just, you make it your own. The way you combine your particular, the way you, which elements you use, how often you use them, how, you know, in what order you use them, all that stuff is very an individual process. You really start to hear your own voice come out on the guitar. You know, even though I'm still developing as a guitarist, you know, I could still recognize myself a mile away from, let's say, 30 years ago, or, you know, it's a little scary, maybe not 30 years ago, 20 years ago, when I was in my 20s, you know, I was way not the guitarist I am now, but I still had my little, it's like your voice, literally your human voice, you know. Yeah, your voice sounded different when you were 17 or 10 or something than it does when you're 30, but it's still your voice and you could still recognize it a mile away. So, but right now, before any of these embellishments, you haven't found your voice, because there's nothing expressive to vocalize.
Yeah, this is the bass.
Yeah.
Building on the bass.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way I look at it anyways.
I consider the bass the actual positions themselves. And now you're going one level up the ice cream sundae.
It's a pyramid.
You know, and then eventually you'll get to the cherry. Keep up the good work.